Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform, and you can find them and hear us also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us, by the way, at ST for St. Anthony Allston.org. That's St. Anthony Allston.org. Well, today is a special day. This is All Souls Day. That's how November begins. November is the month that we liturgically look towards the end of our lives and the end of the world. We'll see both in the readings for the entire month. And it begins with All Saints Day when we look at those who we celebrate who are in heaven. And by the way, I didn't mention this yesterday, it doesn't just mean those who we know are in heaven, which is what a saint is. Someone who's canonized a saint basically means someone we know is in heaven. It also means those that we believe are in heaven, but they haven't been declared a saint. You know, it might be, you know, Uncle Matthew, who truly inspired you and you found that person to be an intensely holy person in your own life or intensely inspirational. And you might remember Uncle Matthew on, you know, on All Saints Day. But we also remember everyone who has gone before us on All Souls Day. And that's what today is. Today is also a day, as I mentioned in the morning show over at WEZE, midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. But what I mentioned there is we don't have any specific readings for today because today is the church's funeral. It's literally the church's funeral. It's the day that we celebrate funerals for all those who have gone before us. Now, when I say the church's funeral, I don't mean the funeral for the church. It's the day the church celebrates funerals, one funeral for all those who have gone before us. So I want to correct that. And so that's what it is. And it really reflects something that is a central part of our Christianity, but I think we've lost it a lot recently. And that is looking towards how our life will end, basically our temporal life will end, and how our eternal life will begin. And right in the center of that is judgment. So it's where we look into and we understand the reality of judgment. So that's an important thing. Now, when I talk about that, a lot of times people will kind of think in very negative terms because, let's face it, judgment, when we hear it as a word, that often means dark times or, you know, we don't know how we're going to do. A better example would be you all know when you're waiting for your marks. How did I do on my grades? How did I do on my test? And you may have studied and put all this work into it, and I've already talked about that, but you may have studied and put all this work into it, but you still have a lot of trepidation over whether or not you pass the course or whether or not you pass the test or, for that matter, both and. And so there is trepidation because there's doubt. We don't know. But when we're looking at the understanding of judgment, which, by the way, we don't earn our way to get into heaven, we want to look at what we will basically what it will be for us. In other words, one of the things I look at is something that we don't reflect upon enough, and that is, can we defend our actions before the throne of God? And, you know, obviously, you don't want to look at that all day and every action you do. You know, I drove at 56 miles an hour. Can I defend that before the throne of God? That's not what I'm talking about. But one of the things we want to be focused on is how we live our life. And if we're going to make a serious choice, do we make a choice that we can defend before the throne of God? One classic example I like to bring up, and some people will definitely disagree with me on this, is I am a veteran. And I don't own a weapon. I don't own a gun, a firearm. I guess that's the word I was looking for. And one of the reasons for is, say, for example, someone invaded and they stole from the rectory my TV. And I was in a state where that is acceptable to shoot a person who has invaded my property. And so I shoot that person, which may be legal in some states, and either I severely injure him or I actually kill the person because I live in a state with stand the ground laws, we'll say, which, by the way, I don't, just so you know. And everyone may say, well, you know, that's legal or whatever. But can I justify that before the throne of God? And my personal opinion is no. In no terms, in no way can I justify any of this before the throne of God. So that's one of the things that I look at. Sometimes we can look at as an understanding of our life. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back, and we're talking about this powerful moment where we're looking at what we will say before the throne of God. Now, from what one thought that people have spoken about who've gone before us, obviously they're not giving us a firsthand account of being before the throne of God, but in their reflections, one of the things they've spoken about is that when you stand before the throne of God, you will have no way to defend any of your actions because you'll recognize that God is all is God, and we are only humans before the throne of God. But that understood too. But that's a reflection to kind of think of in either way. You know, if there was an opportunity to defend your actions before the throne of God, can you do that? Now, one of the other things is important is we as Catholics believe in what is known as a particular judgment and a final judgment. And so there's two actually judgments. At the end of your life, the Lord will basically make judgment and either you go to heaven or hell. Now, let me explain something to you. We believe in the forgiveness of the Lord. So the church clearly says that those who go to hell are those who are obstinately unrepentant. That's what the church says in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Anyone who tells you anything less than that is wrong. Now, they may say that in ways that you may not fully appreciate what they're saying or understand what they're saying. For example, one thing people will say is you can go to hell for one unrepentant mortal sin. Well, what is a mortal sin? A mortal sin is a sin that is so serious. St. Paul talks about this. He calls it the deadly sins. And he says there are sins that are deadly, and that's what mortal means. So that's a sin that is so serious that you know that by committing it, you are breaking your relationship with God. But as they say, unrepentant, well, that means being obstinate in the sin. So that's exactly the same teaching. But it's phrased differently and people may misunderstand it. So but that's your particular judgment. So who goes to hell? Those who are obstinately unrepentant of their mortal sins. Bam. Okay, that's church teaching. But then we want to look at the general, the final judgment. Well, wait a minute, aren't we looking at two judgments here? Well, what the church actually teaches is the final judgment is one that'll bring justice to all people across the board. So the guy who everyone thought was the model of the community and he was the king of the community who was actually embezzling all along and secretly taking, you know, the secret part of the pensions of widows. Yeah, he will be judged and recompensed as, you know, it's that kind of a thing. That's what the final judgment is. So today is an interesting day to kind of reflect on, you know, are there any actions in our own life that we believe that we actually can't defend before the throne of God, even if they are illegal, by the way, and then talk about that and maybe talk to, you know, someone about or reflect on that or bring that to prayer. You don't have to necessarily talk to someone else. Bring that to prayer. And if you want to go to confession and things like that, it might be a good day to reflect on that. But anyway, today is the day that we celebrate a funeral for all those who have gone before us. It is called All Souls Day. And like a funeral, there are a whole selection of readings that you can choose. So there aren't any specific readings for today. There is a certain group, but there is no one specific set of readings. Anyway, that's today. We're going to talk more tomorrow. But in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.